The Tanana River crested last night at historic levels. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Fisher in Fairbanks says the river peaked at more than 2.5 feet above flood stage.
That crest of 26.53 feet, that's the highest stage observed on the Tanana River since, you know, the Great Flood of 1967. So this is a very high stage.
Upstream, the Salta River also crested last night. The rise of both rivers forced more water into already flooded areas of Salta and West Fairbanks. North Star Borough Emergency Operations spokeswoman Sally Stuvek says at least 70 people have been forced from their homes.
We had a meeting in Salta last evening, and several people reported that they have floods water in their basements. We do know that there were several people in the Chena Pump and Rosie Creek area that did leave their homes and did report that there was water in their homes.
Stuvek says floodwaters are expected to recede slightly as river levels have begun to drop back. The Tanana is expected to recede 2 feet by tomorrow, but that's still above flood stage. The Weather Service's Bob Fisher says additional rain in the forecast is not helping the situation.
We're expecting more rain today. You know, we can see it on the satellite. There's a long feeder band of moisture there coming in from the Arctic coast of Russia, you know, just like a fire hose just aimed right at us.
Fisher says Fairbanks could pick up another 1.5 inches of rain today. The city already had well over double normal July precipitation, and much of the rain has fallen this week. Department of Transportation crews are busy along the Richardson Highway clearing mudslides and repairing culverts. The Alaska Railroad halted train service north of Denali Park yesterday due to concerns about potential flooding in the Nenana area. Rail service between the park and Fairbanks was expected to return to normal sometime tomorrow. The state's Department of Homeland Security is responding to the flooding situation. An emergency management specialist is now on the ground in Fairbanks.